Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
All right, so I feel like I kind of missed out on some stuff because I was off for 2 days.
Yeah.
Did you guys talk about the Knicks winning the NBA Cup at all?
I did.
How in-depth did you get into the talk about the NBA Cup?
I think it's stupid that the commissioner wants you to hang the banner. So hang the banner. You know, I think Kendrick Perkins said it best. You haven't hung a banner since Moby Dick was a goldfish. And now you're acting like you have this championship standard. The Lakers have the championship standard. They won it recently. They hung the banner. The Bucks won an NBA championship recently. They hung the banner. Who are you not to hang a banner? I gave him a shovel for yesterday.
Yeah, so the problem with it was that some teams got criticized. I think the Lakers got criticized for hanging the banner. And so, it's like, well, if you're going to criticize them for doing it, we're not going to do it. Well, then we're going to criticize you for not doing it. And it goes back and forth. But everyone's burying the headline. It had nothing to do with who won. It had to do with more of the celebration because
nobody showed up.
No, it wasn't that. It's just that when Jalen Brunson was going to grab the trophy, Josh Hart checked his oil.
Oh.
He put his finger in his rear end. And You watch him jump up and turn around, and Josh just, he doesn't even acknowledge him. By the way, Josh Hart could definitely be in my group of friends because that's the weird stuff that goes on like nonstop. But he's sitting there, and then Jalen Brunson gets so angry, turns around, starts staring at him. Josh doesn't even pay him any mind. And then afterwards, since the video goes viral and everybody sees it, Josh was like, it's AI. Man, it ain't AI. Go wash your hands, man. Come on. What are you talking about? That was one of the things in sports. And then there was a sad story yesterday. I don't know if we were going to bring it up on the show at some point, but Greg Biffle, his wife, Christina, and their children died in a plane accident, man. Mm-hmm. I feel like this keeps happening. Like, maybe it's not. Maybe it's just doing this and being in sports, seeing how many different athletes have died in either helicopter crashes, plane accidents, whatever. It definitely brought up memories of what happened with Kobe. And then if you want to go to different sports, Payne Stewart. I mean, you've had situations across the board, but it's a really, really sad story. You're looking at his family. I'm the picture of him. And
the issue with those, though, when aircrafts, you know, crash, that's the ending. So I think that's why they hit it so much harder than a vehicle crash. You know, vehicle crash, somebody gets hurt.
Yeah.
If you're in a helicopter or airplane, they crashes.
Survival rate is like.
Right.
That's like, I think I tell this story wrong all the time, but wasn't it Lynyrd Skynyrd that had the plane crash? And I think it was it their drummer that's walking through the field. He survived the plane crash and a guy shot him. Isn't that, I think that's the truth. Go ahead, look it up and then in the encore later, tell me how wrong I am. Mm-hmm. But somebody shot him because they're like, who the hell is this guy covered in blood out in the field behind my house?
Right.
Now I can't even remember his name. He had like a weird name too. But that being said, let me get to this story. And then I have one that's just fantastic. Is the story's correct, Joe? Yep. See, I did remember something, right? How about this? Florida mom is behind bars after allegedly clobbering her son with a broomstick and attacking him with cleaning supplies when he failed to do his daily chores. Maria Carla Rodriguez, 37, was arrested Monday night after alleged attack at family's Miami area home earlier that night. Rodriguez allegedly roused her teenager son from his sleep around 9:20 when she discovered he hadn't tended his chores. So then she sent the boy to the kitchen to lather up the dishes in the sink. But when he dropped the fork, she allegedly picked up the utensil and hucked it at his head. It says hucked it at his head. The boy managed to dodge the flying fork. So she picked up her broom and started beating with that. I mean, you can get arrested for that nowadays because that was like a Friday in my household. And I don't mean me as an adult. I mean, I was catching some ass beatings. I told the story, but I got beat with a shoe once for so long that I had the Nike swoosh across my ass cheeks.
Really?
Yeah, they should have paid me for sponsorship. Well, if I moved anyone.
Nobody's looking at your ass cheeks.
Well,
I don't know. By the way, the drummer from Lynyrd Skynyrd, you can't forget this
Is
name.
It Artemis?
Artemis Pyle.
Pyle, yeah.
Artemis Pyle.
He didn't get shot.
He didn't? He got shot at?
Yeah.
He shot in the shoulder.
No. So what happened was the appearance of Pyle alarmed the 21-year-old farmer Johnny Moat, who mistook him for an escaped convict and fired a warning shot over Pyle's head. Pyle would later joke that he was hit in the shoulder, but other accounts differ. Moat also refutes the claim of Pyle being shot. So he shot over him.
So it sounds like it was a story that kind of like telephone, like it garnered some more stuff.
Yeah, and then it got, and obviously now, because the thing you saw, Rob, was the AI thing at the top of the Google was wrong.
It's kind of like, though, that story that had come out, you know, that we talked about the other week in the National Enquirer, where they had reported that, I mean, you guys were telling me it was wrong, but it kind of garnered things online, and it was building.
No, it did not.
Yeah, Sasquatch reported that Juan Soto.
Yeah, they had to have at least 30% Latin ball players.
And the Bat Boy corroborated it.
Yeah. All right. Let me get to this last
story. He is not going to let go of that story, Joe.
David Munyua. I hope I'm pronouncing that right. He pulled off one of the craziest upsets in darts history in electric fashion. Not only did he win in a big upset, but while he's getting ready, a damn wasp, it looks like a yellow jacket, lands right on his face underneath his eye. I'm not even kidding. Rob, look at that.
Ew.
Could you imagine being able to be that still? By the way, how good were you at darts?
Not good.
Yeah.
That's why I stopped.
That's what people would always ask me. Like, I'm not good at pool, like playing pool, billiards, whatever. So I don't do it. And they're like, hey, why don't you? I said, man, I hold the stick all wrong all the time. I'm good
at pool.
Not me.
I'm not good at darts. Well, I'm bad.
On for a nine-darter.
I mean, historically bad. I may be, you know, if you're proud of being bad, then I should be proud of myself.
Mm. That was that bad?
Yeah.
Did you at least meet anybody? Were you having fun doing it?
Yeah, I had fun.
All right.
A lot of fun.
All right.
It stopped during the pandemic. I did it before the pandemic.
I got you.
And then stopped.
Yeah, people were trying to get me in like cornhole leagues and things like that.
They were.
Yeah. Well, anyway. All right, on for a nine-darter miscount and hit the wrong double, then the alley-pally wasp lands on your face all in one bleeping leg of darts. David Munyua, you might be the real people's champion. This is just insane. There was also another dart story. Remember, we had dart stories from before where guys were farting while they were playing?
Yeah.
Trying to
fart darts.
Yeah. Basically trying to just throw off their opponent. Like, right. If you can't breathe, I don't know that you can throw it straight. And we've had all kinds of different things. Chess, people that were using... What was it? Butt plugs and like vibrate.
Yeah, the butt plug would vibrate to tell you what move to make.
Yeah. What happens when you have to ask for him to send it again? Send it again and again and again.
Did you see the there was a darts player recently who got so mad that he got beaten by this guy that he knew he was better than he
broke everything, right?
He started hitting his hand on the water table, and after you see it, his entire hand, he completely mangled his hand. And then when he's still pissed, they have sparklers on the side of the stage.
Oh, yeah.
And he just puts his hand over top of it and burns the hell out of his hand.
The pyrotechnics, he just put it out with his hand.
He got problems.
There was also another guy just started.
Can't even drink during those things either. That's like the best part about darts.
Well, there was somebody that lost to a guy that just started playing. It was like a huge upset.
What? That's why I started playing. What Joe just said.
You can drink while you play.
Yeah. The bar sponsors it. You get drink specials, and it's a good time.
I hear you. But anyway, that's your World of Stupid. Darts shows up.
Nick Saban says college football is embracing kind of a triple-A mindset. And I'll tell you what he's talking about at 7:45. But on the other side, Week 16 picks for the NFL on the Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Love this, Jeremy. Someone asked on Twitter, is John Harbaugh immature for snapping at the media when asked about being 3-5 at home?
Yeah.
See? And go back to the Lamar Jackson comment.
Well, and again, it makes perfect sense that old Nick Wright got butthurt that Lamar. It's another one of those moments. Hey, I can say whatever I want about you, and as soon as you say something back, you're not supposed to do that.
I'll get even, yeah.
You're an athlete. You're supposed to just take whatever we say to you. That ain't how this works, at least for me.
Let's go to Saturday in the National Football League, Philadelphia at Washington. Is that keeping moving?
I think so. I think we see points in that game, though. That's one of my favorite plays this weekend. I think that game goes over the total, but Philly wins.
All right, Green Bay at Chicago.
I like Green Bay.
I'm going Chicago.
Yeah.
Buffalo at Cleveland. I'm going Buffalo.
I think we are, too. I think that game goes under the total, by the way. But I think this is one of the more difficult weeks in the NFL. And another thing to realize, if Philly wins on Saturday, then Dallas has been eliminated from the playoffs, if that does anything for you on that play.
I'm glad you said that, because this is the game that really it's a head-scratcher for me. I'm going Chargers, but I don't know how convicted I am about it.
See, I wanted to take Dallas as my lock this week. I wanted to make it my top play. I love the spot, back-to-back road games for the Chargers, emotional win over the Chiefs. You know, you ended them here. And then you come into this spot where it's like, oh, it's Dallas. They're not. And then Dallas plays well at home. Almost like what we saw the Chargers do when they beat the Steelers and went down to Jacksonville and got their asses handed to them. I still like Dallas, But I don't feel the same way you're talking about. I don't have a conviction for it.
So. And by the way, Joe, did I use that word right, conviction, as opposed to yesterday with McDonald?
What did you do?
Well, he said he wanted a convicted quarterback. Or he wanted a quarterback to play more convicted.
More conviction?
Joe and Ed both pointed out that he used it the wrong way.
With more conviction.
More conviction.
Yeah.
Not. He said his quarterback wasn't convicted enough.
So you don't want Mike Vick. Is that what we're going with? Oh. But yeah, I got Dallas. Are you on the Chargers?
I'm going Chargers. Kansas City at Tennessee. I just think even with Pat Mahomes, Tennessee's not good enough to beat Kansas City.
Yeah. I think Gardner Minshew can come in there and beat the Tennessee Titans. So give me Kansas City.
You and Ed love, this would be the game the Jets do it. This would be the game the Jets do it. Jets at New Orleans.
Give me the Jets.
I knew you would. You and Ed always.
Look,
this is the game. This is the game.
There's nothing more contrarian than going, man, the Saints won back-to-back games against playoff contenders. Now they got the Jets. Give me the Jets, man.
I'm going New Orleans in this one. Why? Because they're the Jets. Minnesota at Giants.
This is another one. I'm going Giants. I think this week is so freaking difficult because it's like, if you like underdogs, you need to feel like they can win outright. Yeah,
you're making it difficult. I'm going Minnesota.
I still don't trust J.J. McCarthy.
This is another one that I'm like, ugh. Tampa at Carolina. I think this is a case of Tampa is not quite as good as we thought, and Carolina is a little better than we thought. I don't know where to go.
I think this is four games in a row that we're going to talk about that you could flip a coin and figure out who's going to win these games. Like I'm
going to go Tampa because of the quarterback.
I am too, but here's been the difference in when you're looking at Tampa Bay. The thing that bothers me about them is you literally had their coach speak up and call out. He didn't call out players by names, but he called out players for not being in the right spot. And he said, we know how to fix it. It's got to happen in-house. So there's one of two things that usually happen, right? You fix it or it just falls apart and you guys miss everything. So I'm picking Tampa. I think they're the better team.
This is the week you don't want to play Joe Burrow. Too many questions. He's been in front of the media too much. I think he's getting a little annoyed, and I think he's going to go out and thrash Miami. Miami also making a quarterback change.
Man, they're going to spin with Quinn.
Yeah, I'm telling you, man. I think it's what you and Bob Haney call puffy pants time. Cincinnati goes to Miami and tears them up.
They're going
to
spin with Quinn.
Mm-hmm.
And give me Cincinnati.
Jacksonville at Denver, Jeremy.
I can't quit this team, damn it. And I feel like I have so much bias towards Denver, but Jacksonville's been they've been getting it done each week. And here, as I'm saying that, so has Denver. But I'm going with Jacksonville. There's so much money coming in on Denver, and I understand why. I can't fade it. Give me Jacksonville for the win.
I'm happy to say maybe I was wrong about Trevor Lawrence. Maybe he's going to be an NFL quarterback. And I know people say he's from Clemson. Why are you happy? Because I like the kid. I think he's a good kid. I just didn't think he was a good quarterback. I think he's becoming legit, but he's going to lose to Denver this week. Atlanta at Arizona.
I think anything could happen here, too.
Yeah, I agree with you.
Nobody wants to take Atlanta favored on the road. Nobody does, but I'm going to take them to win.
I got Atlanta also. Pittsburgh at Detroit. I'm going Detroit, Jeremy.
Yep, Lions, keep it moving. I think they handle business at home. And
is Las Vegas, Houston to keep it moving?
Yep.
Keep it moving?
I think that's almost, is that two touchdowns, like 13 and a half or something?
Yeah. And let's do Monday night while we're here. San Fran at Indianapolis.
I'm going San Fran, but let me say this real quick. I like Phillip Rivers to throw a touchdown pass. He did it last game. San Fran has holes all over their defense. The problem of what we had last week is that game flow.
Why are you getting into their lifestyles?
Well, I'm.
We said holes.
Holes. Yeah.
Oh, I thought okay.
They got holes all over their. No, they got holes all over the defense. And Phillip Rivers last week, game flow did not force him to throw the football. What did he throw? 15 passes.
Yes.
I think he's going to have to this week. His yardage prop is like 152 yards. I like him to go over that and to throw a touchdown pass, but I think San Fran wins.
All right, New England at Ravens. What's your score?
I think we get a high-scoring game. I think I said 34-31.
It's funny. Antonio and I have – you got the Ravens winning?
Yeah.
Well, Antonio and I have the same result, same score. Ravens, 24-21. I got them winning, though. Mm-hmm. Let's go to Ellicott City and get Kevin. Kevin, what's your prediction for Sunday night?
Morning, fellas.
Morning.
Morning.
I think my nephew Lamar Jackson is going to absolutely continue to prove the naysayers wrong. Two games in a row, not listening to what people say about him running the football. We win this game, fellas, 35-28 Baltimore.
Your nephew. I love it. All right, Kevin, have a good weekend. My nephew. That's I'm defending him. Like family, and I don't care who knows it. When you call and say your nephew, You're letting everybody know, hey, we're going to fight. Mess around, find out. College basketball weekend preview, Maryland, Virginia. That's a game I just want to watch, man. I want to see that game. We'll do that at 8 o'clock, but on the other side, you and I both have the Ravens winning this game on Sunday night. But what has to go wrong for the Ravens to actually lose this game? Baltimore's big, bad morning show on the Fan. Jeremy and I both had the Baltimore Ravens winning on Sunday Night Football against the New England Patriots. In fact, we're not alone because Vegas says the Ravens are 3-point favorites at home. Jeremy, what has to go wrong for this predictions to go wrong?
Look, there's a lot that can go wrong.
Turnover.
That's the first thing. I mean, turnovers change games quicker than anything. I mean, your special teams plays, you always feel like something big could happen, like in last night's game.
Yeah.
Huge special teams play. But ultimately, again, I think it's points in this game, and I think it comes down to whoever has the ball last. I think we see both teams move up and down the field.
I think also if – and this is the thing that scares me, because this could happen, especially with this defense – if Drake May gets too much time to throw, I think he has a career night. I think Drake May is wired differently. And I think Sunday Night Football against Lamar Jackson, he's looking to come out and have his cement, you know, his MVP candidacy. I think he is. You give him too much time, he'll do that.
He's good, man. He was the best deep ball thrower in the league. And I don't know if it still applies right now, but the fact that you're mentioned in that can tell you that they can turn the game real quick.
Yep.
And if you're not getting to them, these intermediate plays turn into like really big plays with guys down the field in open space. And the receivers he has, they're all shorter, quick receivers. Mac Hollins may be the tallest one of the group, but you've got all these guys, if you get them in space, they can make some things happen.
Yeah, he's, again, turnovers, that's the easy one. That's the low-hanging fruit. But I think if you can't rattle the cage of Drake May, if he's back in that pocket and he's comfortable and he's reading the defense and he has the pick of the litter, go wherever he wants to go, I think it's going to be a long game for the Baltimore Ravens defense. You can't do that. You got to get to him. Listen, you know me. I'm the guy that says bring him down. I don't care about moving him around. And yeah, you got to at least move him around. Speed that clock up in his head.
Yep, move his feet.
Mm-hmm.
And again, he's still very dangerous rolling out and creating time. And if you watched last week, he had two touchdown runs of double digits. It wasn't like he had a 2-yard touchdown run. He ran from 14 yards out, and I think 12 was the other one, yeah. Or maybe it was a little bit longer. But, I mean, he can make things happen with his feet, and a lot of quarterbacks that can run the way that, I mean, both of these quarterbacks are capable of, it makes you wonder, do you have to have a spy then during the game? Do you have to set something up if you're worried about him using his legs too much?
I want to ask you something based on what you just said. Being able to turn the game around, flip the game quickly because he can throw the deep ball. It's always been my belief that if you have a quarterback that can't make every throw, advantage defense. Because if I know you can't make the deep out throw, then I'm not even defending that side of the field. If I know you can't throw it deep downfield, then I'm bringing my safeties up. I think when you go to guys, and I don't mean to kick him while he's down, but that's why I never liked Tua.
So,
because I never thought to when see I watch college football quarterbacks differently. When I see you throwing from hash mark to hash mark, your game is inside the hash mark, then I'm saying you don't have a good throwing arm because hash marks are wider in college football. So now you're operating in that space. When that becomes your football field, which to me Tua was in college. Yeah, you don't have same thing with Matt Leinart. I didn't believe in him. Because you didn't see him rolling from that deep hash mark and throwing it back across the field. You didn't see that. You saw that from Caleb Williams. You saw that from Sam Darnold in college. Those guys, when your arm can I didn't think Josh Allen would be a flop. I didn't think he'd be this good. But I thought he would have some success in the NFL because he could make every throw. That's the key to being a quarterback in the NFL to me.
Well, I'll give you the point that, I mean, what do we do in bad weather games? We talk about the defensive backs just sitting.
Yeah.
You're sitting on a spot because you don't think they can push the ball downfield. Conversely, you can do the same thing when you know a guy does not have a strong arm. Like, it's pretty impressive. Like, if you went back to the ultimate completion percentage guy in Chad Pennington that had didn't have a strong arm, it's amazing what he was able to do and with that completion percentage and completing stuff underneath because there was nobody that was scared of him going deep.
Right.
So, like, there is a catch-22 with it when you're looking at these quarterbacks. And if you can't push the ball downfield, then yes, I'm going to sit on routes. I'm going to stuff the box. I'm going to make you uncomfortable. The thing with Drake May is because he can extend the play with his feet, because he can make plays running, and he's not one of these. I'm not telling you he's going to come out and run it 15 times. He runs when he has to. And I feel like he's a guy that can make those plays downfield, and he has a strong arm.
Now, let's go back to your boy Chad Pennington, because you're right. He is the ultimate completion percentage guy. But you know one thing Chad Pennington never did at a high rate?
What?
Throw touchdowns.
Yeah.
You know why? Because he couldn't throw the deep ball. So, and his offenses, for the most part, struggled in the red zone.
That was my thing with Kirk Cousins when he had a 5,000-yard season where he threw 25 touchdowns.
Yeah, that, because you can't make every throw. Chad Pennington's career high was 22 touchdowns. And this is a guy that started, I'm talking about the years that he was a starting quarterback, 22 touchdowns. 1 year he had 16. Another year he started 16 games, he had 17 touchdowns. 1 year he started 16 games, he had 19 touchdowns. When you can't throw the deep ball, we'll let you nickel and dime. You're going to get a field goal, I'm going to get a touchdown. You're going to get a field goal, I'm going to get a touchdown. That's why you have to be able to, because a lot of those touchdowns come from you throwing it outside of the red zone. You know, so I just, number one for me would be, if I'm looking at a quarterback, my franchise quarterback, the number one thing is, can he make every throw? Number two, can he protect himself? Meaning, he doesn't have to be Lamar Jackson fast. He can be Drake May. He can be Justin Herbert. You know, guys that can move around and protect themselves to extend the play. Because Lamar Jackson is a unicorn. Give me a guy that can move. Give me Cincinnati's quarterback.
Burrow.
Give me him. Because he can move around and make things happen too. Those two things for me. Make every throw. Can he defend himself? Protect himself. Those are my top two things.
It's by the way, who are the five best quarterbacks in the league? Health wise.
You want me to go having season now or ones I believe really are the top five?
The ones you believe are the top five.
My top five quarterbacks would be Pat Mahomes, Lamar Jackson, Josh Allen, Joe Burrow. Who's five?
Dak? Is it Dak? Are you putting Hurts in there? Or are you putting
Name putting Hurts.
I'm feeling like Herbert gets put in there a lot. CJ Stroud was in there before the bad year last year. What?
I'm going Baker.
Okay. I mean, I think it's fine.
I'm going Baker.
I was just thinking about,
you know why? Because I think Baker, the guys that you named, Baker, they all have the same physical attributes, in my opinion. But out of those guys, and throw Baker in there, who are you going to battle with first? Out of those, you going to battle with Baker as your guy or Dak Prescott?
Okay. But, like, is Dak and Jalen Hurts near that conversation? Maybe not in your top
Jalen
five.
Hurts is not even in the conversation.
Okay, fair enough.
Dak Prescott is.
No, I just wanted to bring up the first two names you said were Mahomes and Jackson.
Mm-hmm.
I was going back to what Jason Whitlock said yesterday about DEI being a problem for the league because they're giving too many black quarterbacks an opportunity. Who in the hell comes up with this nonsense? Who does that? Like, and it's funny to watch other reporters go after. Like, Trey Wingo's going after everybody from ESPN to Fox, wherever. If you say something stupid, he goes scorched earth on you.
I want to ask Jason Whitlock, who hurt you?
Yeah.
What I mean, did your dad beat you? Did your grandfather? I mean, because he and Tyler Perry, to me, are two of the biggest enemies of black men. In Tyler Perry's movie, we're always the villain. and Jason, they're the two. You guys.
By the way, both those cats got some sugar in their shoes, too.
You guys are like, dude, which one of us hurt you? I'm not saying you always got to defend the brother, but at the same time.
He's always on brand.
Exactly. Like, dude, what's the end game? Just let me know what the end game is.
When people post that picture from Django with Sam Jackson, that's Jason Whitlock.
That's Jason Whitlock.
It's 100% him.
Hey,
I get in the club with y'all?
We sick, boss?
Yeah.
We sick? I mean, you all right? We mean we. That's who he is, man. Seriously. Bro. Bro.
I literally came across that. And by the way,
I wish his name was Thomas and he had nieces and nephews.
See, I came across that. The other thing that when you were talking about, you know, the quarterbacks in the league. I literally, and I know you don't want me to say it, somebody said, how did Lamar not win the MVP and put him next to Josh Allen? Said, it don't even make any sense. He had one more win in him. That was it. He won in all the statistical categories, but yet this was the guy.
Jeez. Mike Preston joins us at 8:15, but on the other side, Nick Saban had some words. What did you say, Jeremy? He said the what?
He said the quiet part out loud.
Yeah. And I'm saying, he ain't lying. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Man.
Would we allow the winner of the AAA Baseball League, the International League, whatever they call it, I don't even know the name of it, would you let them in the World Series playoffs?
I don't think they do.
No,
no, I don't think.
No, they don't. But that's the equivalent of what we do when JMU gets in to the college football playoff and Notre Dame doesn't. I mean, I don't want to start any here, but it is what it is.
That's Nick Saban on the Pat McAfee show. He ain't lying.
I think he's a douche, though.
Who?
Saban.
Why?
I mean, look, the comments...
For saying that or before you thought it was a douche?
No, for saying that.
Okay.
Like, I get why he said... Like, well, not saying that people are totally going to disagree with what he's saying. The platform to say it on and sit here and try to compare it to AAA baseball, you guys are in the same league. I mean, you're not...
No, you're not in the same league.
You're not, but you are. Like, it's... You get what I'm saying? Like,
I get what you're saying, but I get what he's saying.
They have a playoff. They put the playoff together so we could see if these teams could compete with those teams.
No, we know they can't. And that's
okay.
The point I think he's making, and if he's not, I'll make it. We know they can't. Why you stop the nonsense? You don't belong here. You don't belong here. Let's be honest. If you said off air with Notre Dame ought to get a better schedule than. You're right. And their bad schedule is still 10 times better than James Madison's.
But okay, but James Madison can't get teams to play home and homes. They can't.
Okay, so if you really want to prove who you are, then start beating them and they'll make them play home and home.
And they're never going to make the playoff.
You know, I used to hear the same thing about Boise State. Wah. You're not on that. Why am I going to miss out on my $90,000 90,000 seat stadium to come to your 30-something. What gain? What do I gain by this? I don't gain anything. It's dollars and cents. If it don't make dollars, it don't make sense.
I get it, but I can't punish those teams because those teams won't play them. They'll gladly come to you. Just come to them once, and it's not going to happen. And no. I get it from the scheduling standpoint. That's why I think this is different.
This ain't different, man. You don't belong. You don't belong. What are they in a Sun Belt Conference?
Man, I hope they beat Oregon's Sun Belt.
Are they in the Sun Belt Conference?
I think that's what it is.
The Sun Belt Conference, man. Let me tell you who's in the Sun Belt Conference. James Madison, Old Dominion, Coastal Carolina, Georgia Southern, Marshall Thunder, Appalachian State, and Georgia State. Those teams were 1AA less than 10 years ago. The whole conference was 1AA or football playoff subdivision less than 10 years ago. And now you're in a big boy playoff? No.
Well, look, James, this happened to James Madison last year when they ran the table and they weren't allowed to play in a bowl game because you're a new team. You're a new Division I team.
Right. That's what I mean. The whole
conference. So this year they're allowed to, and I think they should be in. You got 12 teams, man.
No.
I don't want to hear number 12 bitch about not getting in.
Weber State, they lost to Louisville. They lost to Louisville. Liberty, that's a legitimate opponent. Georgia Southern, Georgia State, Louisiana. No, not LSU, Louisiana. Old Dominion, which is next to King's Dominion, Texas State, Marshall, Appy State, Washington State, Coastal, and Troy. That is their schedule. That is their schedule. And you're playing in the big boy play. You sit at the kid table. They need to sit at the kid table.
I understand what you're saying here, but I don't necessarily agree
with
all this.
You're always a fan of the underdog, Jeremy.
No, not. I told the Boise State people to go pound sand. Stop telling me that they could play with these teams. But now that we have 12 teams, they should be in. Let them go get their ass whooped. Let them get their comeuppance.
I don't want to see. It's a waste of my time.
It's a waste of time to see Notre Dame in there. What are they going to do?
They deserve to be there more than this guy.
But what does it matter?
I hate saying this. I hate Notre Dame, man.
But do they?
Yeah, they do.
Notre Dame beat Arkansas, Boise State, Purdue. They lost to A&M in Miami, the two good teams they faced. They beat USC, but USC doesn't win outside their time zone. They beat Boston College and Navy and Pittsburgh and Syracuse and Stanford. Oh, my. Like, none of those teams are good. They have one signature win, and it's against USC. And USC, go look at their track record when they leave their time zone. They don't play well.
They play better schedule than... Who are we talking about?
Old Dominion.
Old Dominion.
JMU.
JMU. Yeah. James Madison University.
Old Dominion won their bowl game yesterday.
JMU people here, fine school. I got nothing against you. I don't. Fine school. I've been there several times. Had kids recruited there. They're looking at one of my kids now. Great school. But you don't belong here.
Nah, I don't think Notre Dame belongs here. Like, if you're going to sit here and give me mediocrity from one of these teams that won't schedule tough opponents, then I ain't listening to you. They make up their own damn schedule. They play who they want. You're Notre Dame. You can play anybody. And then this is who you're playing? They didn't even know A&M was going to be this good this year. And they had them on the schedule. Miami's going to come back? Yeah, it's always nice with the Catholics versus the convicts and all that. But you lost to them. And granted, like, to defend Notre Dame, you have a freshman quarterback year one. But they don't belong in here. Especially over, do I think James Madison or Tulane are winning? No, I don't. But did their track record say they deserve to be here over a Notre Dame team that lost two games? I think so.
And I don't think so.
Because the schedules aren't equal. That's the schedule they picked.
That's your fault.
How is it their fault? They're playing most of these teams in their conference. You're going to tell me they didn't try to get other teams to play them?
I am going to tell you that. There's no way. Everybody takes a payday. Everybody takes a payday. You mean tell me
that? Not on the road. Not on the road.
That's your payday. You go to Alabama where they have 90-something thousand. They give you six figures and send your ass home with an L.
Come on. That is not what – again, if you're going to sit here and talk about that it's not a level playing field because of the who you're playing, these other teams should be playing them. If you try to schedule – you shouldn't have to play them on the road every time.
I'm not – can you promise me my six-figure payday?
What do you mean? For what?
If you come to me, I know what I'm making. If I come to you, what is my reward for coming here?
What are they making on the road anyway?
I'm sure they are.
Like what? Is it profit sharing? I don't know how it goes with the NIL and all this money that comes
in. SEC money, yes.
But they have their own television networks. That game's going to be on the SEC network or on a nationally televised game. But the problem I have is we've expanded to 12 teams. I want 13 to stop bitching about not being 12. Shut up. You want to let's go to 16.
No, that's
let's
not.
Let's go to 24.
Let's not. Let's keep it at 12. Just keep these irrelevant teams out of it. You don't belong here. We're giving out shovels at 8:30. I might give you one for arguing for them. But on the other side, we talked college football, some good college basketball games this weekend. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio. This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads, and grow your business fast.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.